I'm holding on Chesamer Aleph by the second Mishnah. Continuing on this theme of minima and maxima in halacha, which we started the parak with minima and maxima as far as erchin, and then we continued as far as dinim of nida and dinim of sarah. So the Mishnah says, "Ein pochsin ma'ba hadashim hamulbarim bashana." You never have less than 4 months of 30 days. Mulbarim means 30-day month in a year. We have to realize a year, our years, of course, are lunar, the months are lunar, the years are solar. So every so often you have to have a leap year, as of course we'll talk about in the Gemara. But a regular year has 12 months. Some of them are 29 days, some are 30, because a lunar month, the cycle of the moon, is about 29 and a half days. To be exact, the average, the long run average is 29 days, 12 hours, 44 minutes and 3 seconds, which is also called 793 halakim. So, generally speaking, so forget leap years a second. Leap years are to equate the lunar month with the solar year, because otherwise you're going to fall 11 days behind, as the Muslims do. The Muslims have only lunar months; they have no leap years at all, so their calendar gets out of sync with the seasons by about 11 days every year. Which is why sometimes you'll have that. Sometimes Ramadan and the various other holidays will be in the summer, and sometimes in the winter or whatever. And then the regular secular calendar, the Gregorian calendar, is the other way around. It only has solar years; its months have nothing to do with the moon. So we have.
So eventually, if you go just by a solar calendar, you skip the lunar month.
Yeah, right. So the point is, in other words, so either you so among the Goyish nations, so you have some like the Chinese calendar is somewhat similar to ours. It also has lunar months and leap years. But among the more widely used calendars in the world, you either have the Christian calendar, which ultimately goes back to the Romans, where you have solar years and the months have nothing to do with the moon, or you have the Muslim calendar where they have lunar months and the years have nothing to do with the sun. We have both. We have to have solar months, solar years, because Pesach and all the other Yom Tovim have to be in their appropriate seasons, but we have to have lunar months, the Chodesh HaZalachem. That's why we have a leap year every 2 or 3 years to equalize that. But leaving that aside for a moment, let's talk just within lunar months themselves. A lunar month from 1 month's molad until the next month's molad, the molad, technically speaking, is the point when the sun and earth and moon are all in a straight line, when the moon is directly between the sun and the earth. And then after that, at that point, of course, the moon is invisible. It takes a few hours after that, so it's a varying number of hours, sometimes a day or so, until the crescent of the moon is actually visible. So from one molad, during that time, the moon is still between the sun and the earth, but the lit side of the moon is facing the sun, therefore it's invisible to us. After the moon's movement, the moon's proper motion, its own everything that's in the sky moves in a 24-hour period because the earth rotates. Or to put it in terms of the Rambam and others talk about it, you have the Galgal HaYomi, you have a larger sphere around all of them that makes them move, whatever. The point is, all of them also have their own independent motion. The moon's independent motion is about 13 times as fast as the sun's. So over a period of several hours or a day or so, the moon gradually moves out of that alignment between the earth and the sun, and eventually you have a point where part of the side that's lit by the sun is also facing the earth, and therefore we see a crescent. And the next day a little more, and the next day a little more, until you reach first quarter, and then full moon, and then third quarter.
And the moon and the sun become...
So at the Mola, it moves, exactly. So that period from one Mola to the next is about 29 and a half days, plus another 44 minutes and change.
When it comes back to the line.
The actual amount is a little bit variable. The actual amount is more variable than that. It can be anywhere a few hours either side of that. But the long run average is 29 days, 12 hours, 793 kalachim. So therefore, most of the time, you have alternating months, 29 and 30 days, and that way it keeps the molad a more or less constant distance from Rosh Chodesh. But sometimes you have extra chadashim malayim, and sometimes you have extra chadashim chaserim. So the Mishnah is saying, Ein pochsin ma'ba chadashim hamur barim bashana. You never have less than 4 30-day months in a year, which if you do that, let's calculate. If you had all 12 months for 30 days, you'd have 360 days. That's far too long. 12 lunar months come out to 354 days plus 8 hours and a bit.
go within 360.
Because 360 is far longer than 364 days.
Well,
if you did,
longer,
yeah.
Too long.
No, that's the point. It's too long. In other words, if you were to have a year of 12 Hadashim Malayim, what you would have by the end of it is that you'd have by the end of it, the new moon would be 6 days before Rosh Hashanah. Because you'd have 360 days in a year, and you'd have it only takes 354 days and change for 12 lunar cycles.
Rosh Hashanah has to be...
No, forget, the point is, Rosh Hashanah is the beginning of the month. You have to have it about when the new moon is visible. You can't have it. So, okay, my point is, in other words, I'm just trying to give you a background as far as the math that we're going to do over here. If you had a year of 12 complete months, 12 months of 30 days each, that would be 360 days. That's far too long. If you had one Chodesh Chaser in there, then it's 359 days, 2, 358, etc. Because the average of 12 lunar months is about 354 days and change, so you want it to be somewhere around 354. If you have 8 Chadashim Hamor Barim Bashana, so you have 8 Chadashim Chaserim and 4 Malayim, you will have a year of 352 days. That's acceptable, as we'll see in the Gemara why. But it's two days off, in other words. So that's acceptable. But not, you can't have more than that. You can't be off by more than that. V'lo'nira yosav ha'shmona. And it was not seen fit by the Chachamim to make more than 8 full months in a year, which would result in a year of 356 days. Why we use the expression below Nira, and what that means exactly, we'll talk about in Gemara two possibilities of what that second part means. So there's another example where we have a minimum and a maximum. A minimum of 4 Chadashim Ubarim in a year, and a maximum of 8 something. We'll see in the Gemara whether we mean 8 Chadashim Malayim, or whether we mean 8 Chadashim Chaserim. Okay. Another example, Shtei Alechem Ein Echol and Tosas Mishnayim. The Shtei Alechem, they're baked, they're offered together with the sheep on Shavuos. According to the Tana of our Mishnah holds that they cannot be baked on Shavuos itself. There's a general concept in Halacha that you have, even when a certain mitzvah itself is Dorech HaShabbos or Yom Tov, but the preparations for it are not. Classic example is Milah, for example. Milah, Bismana, is Dorech HaShabbos, but for example, if you don't have a knife, the Halacha is you don't go and make one or bring one or whatever on Shabbos. So similarly over here, the Shtei Alechem have to be offered on Shavuos, but they can't be baked on Shavuos, according to the Tana of our Mishnah. Now, not everybody agrees with that, by the way, because we learned back in Menachos, we learned an opinion that the oven in the Bais Mikdash was Makadosh then. And according to that way of looking at it, if they're baked in the Bais Mikdash and they become Kaddish from that, then they would be possible in it. They'd be possible if they're left overnight. So according to that opinion, there's no choice but to bake them on Yom Tov. But our Mishnah is not following that opinion. So therefore, Shtei Alechem, they could stay overnight because they weren't baked, because the oven itself is not a Kli Shavuos. The Shtei Alechem are never eaten on any earlier than the second day on which they're baked, because in a typical year, they'll bake them Erev Shavuos, and they'll offer them on the first day of Shavuos, and the Kohenim will divide them and eat them. So that's the second day. That Shavuos comes out on Wednesday, let's say. So they'll be baked on Tuesday and eaten on Wednesday. That's the second day. And never more than the third day, because if Erev Shavuos comes out on Shabbos, like it did this year, you can't bake them on Shabbos either, same reason. So therefore, you'd bake them on Erev Shabbos, and then they're eaten on the third day. They're baked on Friday, then Shabbos, and then Sunday, and you're offering them and eating them on Sunday. Melachas for the korban itself. So yes, you shech the korbanos themselves and do, but not the preparatory things for the korbanos. That's the point. Baking the lechem aponim is a preparatory thing. So you can't do it, according to our Mishnah, on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. You'd have to do it beforehand. So therefore, the minimum is no earlier than the second day from when they're baked and no later than the third day. Lechem aponim. What about when it comes to lechem aponim? Usually those are baked erev Shabbos. Again, for the same reason, you can't bake them on Shabbos. Usually they are placed on the shulchan the next day on Shabbos, and they remain on the shulchan for an entire week. And then we learned about this in Menachos. And then the following Shabbos, they're taken off and distributed, and then the bazichei levoina are burnt on the mizbeach, and the lechem aponim are distributed among the kohenim. So the lechem aponim ein nech al pachas mites. They're never eaten less than nine than on the ninth day from when they're baked, because in a normal situation they're baked on Friday, so that's the first day. The second day is Shabbos, they're placed on the shulchan. A whole week passes, they stay on the shulchan, and then the ninth day, which is the following Shabbos, they're taken off and eaten by the kohenim. So normally it's the ninth day. And never later than the 11th day. How could you have it 2 days later? Suppose that you have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are Thursday and Friday. So again, you can't bake them on Rosh Hashanah. You can't bake them on Rosh Hashanah, so therefore you bake them on Wednesday. So Wednesday is the first day. Shabbos of that week is the fourth day. And Shabbos the following week, which is when you take them off, is the 11th day. Rashi makes a point over here, by the way, saying that the reason why the Mishnah mentions only Rosh Hashanah is because other Yom to have 2 days of other Yom Tovim you didn't have during the period when the Lacham Aponim was made. There's a lot of discussion among the Achronim of what exactly Rashi means by that phrase, because nowadays also you don't have 2 days of Yom Tov in Eretz Yisrael. The only 2 day Yom Tov you have is Rosh Hashanah. So what does Rashi mean that in the time of the Lacham Aponim there weren't 2 days? So the Chassam Sofer suggests an answer. That's the question. Even nowadays, you never have 2 days of any other Yom Tov in Eretz Yisrael, only Rosh Hashanah. So why is Rashi saying that there was no second day of Yom Tov when the Lechem Aponim was made, implying that nowadays there is? So the Chassam Sofer mentions that when he was young, he gave an answer. He suggested an answer to the Noda B'Yehuda, that maybe because we find that there were times that we find in various Gemaras, for example, in Brachos, we find that there were times when there weren't Chachamim of such great caliber in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore they would go and be Mepadosh the Chodesh in Bavel. So the point is, Rashi is saying that when there's a Beis Hamikdash, and there's a Sanhedrin and a Lishkas HaGodes, that never happened. They're always Mepadosh the Chodesh in Eretz Yisrael, therefore they only have 1 day Yom Tov. As opposed to, there could be time when there's no great Chachamim in Eretz Yisrael, and they have to be Mepadosh the Chodesh in Bavel, so then, yeah, B'nai Eretz Yisrael. Normally you can't, but if there's no Talmud Chacham of such caliber in Eretz Yisrael, then you can in Bavel. The Gemara mentions in Brachos, for example, that Akiva one time did that. So then we learn that at the end of Yevamos as well. So then in that case, then they might keep 2 days of Yom Tov in Eretz Yisrael for the same reason as usually they keep 2 days in Bavel, because they wouldn't find out in time. Okay, so that's the point. According to that explanation, that might be one point that Rashi's making by this. Okay, anyway. Another din, ein katan mimo pachas miches. A child is never circumcised on earlier than the 8th day of when he's born, which is of course the normal situation. The lo yosra shame also are never later than the 12th day, because there you have a similar idea. Now what you have is, let's say for example, if a kid is born bein hashmoshes of erev Shabbos, going into Shabbos. So you can't be sure, was he born on Friday or was he born on Shabbos? If he was born on Friday, then this Bris Milah should have to be the following Friday. But if he was born on Shabbos, then the following Friday would be too early. It's only the 7th day. The flip side of it is, if he was born on Shabbos, then his Bris would be the following Shabbos. Fine, you make a Bris on Shabbos, but only if it's Bismanoi. If he was actually born on Friday, you can't make his Bris Milah on Shabbos, because the Milah Shalot Bismanoi is not Dosh Shabbos. Therefore, you have to postpone his Bris to Sunday, and therefore that is, in effect, the 9th day since he was born. Assuming that he was, even if we assume that he was born on Shabbos, the 8th day would be Shabbos and the 9th day would be Sunday. So suppose you have, by the same token, suppose you have that Rosh Hashanah is Thursday and Friday, or for that matter, Sunday and Monday, same idea, whatever. The point is, if Rosh Hashanah is Thursday and Friday, let's say, same idea. So if the kid is born, Bein HaShemosh is going into Rosh Hashanah, same idea. Mila Bismana would be Docha, or not actually, I should say, if he was born a week before Rosh Hashanah, such that if, so again, if he was born for sure on Chof Bey's Evel, then fine, his Bris is Chof Tes Evel. If he was born for sure Chof Gimel Evel, then his Bris is going to be on Rosh Hashanah. But if he was born on the night, Bein HaShemosh is between 22nd and 23rd of Evel, then you can't do his Bris on the 29th, it might be too early. You can't do it on either day of Rosh Hashanah, same reason, and Milo Shalai Bismana is not Gershay Yavtiv. You can't on Shabbos, same reason, so you have to wait till Sunday, which is the 12th day since he was born. There is, by the way, a machlokas haposkim, whether the same thing would apply to other 2 day Yom Tov in the Chutzlaretz. The Rambam actually said that it only applies to Rosh Hashanah. He learns that other 2 day Yom Tov, you could be machalo the 2nd day of Yom Tov and make a bris even if it's shalei bizmana. Yeah, but that's why the Mishnah only mentions Rosh Hashanah. The Rosh and a number of other Rishonim argue with him, and in Shulchan Aruch, in fact, it brings that opinion, that you can't be Mechalo, that you can't do a Milah, which is the Shalom Bismana, or Sophic Shalom Bismana, on any day of Yom Tov, even Yom Tov Sheni Shogolis. That's our law. You have the Noisa Kalim on it. The Noisa Kalim on Shulchan Aruch over there, the Shach in particular, argue against it, and Noda B'Yehuda also talks about it, whatever, but I believe that's still the accepted law. Fine. So the Gemara starts off. My lo nira yoistel ashmona. We said in the Mishnah, as far as the number of full and deficient months in a year, Malayim and Chaserim, we said there's no less than four Chadashim Me'uborim, and Loi Nira, it was not seen fit, Yoser Ashmona, more than eight. So what does that mean? Amar Rav Huna, Loi Nira, L'Chachamim La'aba Yoser Ashmona. It means the Chachamim did not see that, did not consider it to be acceptable to make more than eight Chadashim Malayim in a year. Which, if you have eight Chadashim Malayim and four Chaserim, again, for each Chodesh Chaser, subtract one day. So start with, let's say, 360, subtract four, so eight Malayim and four Chaserim is going to give you a year of 356 days. Now, we said that the... So in other words, if you had more Chadashim Ubarim than that, then the year would be 357 or more days, and that's not acceptable, because we said 12 lunar months equal 354 days and change. So there's too much of a discrepancy, in other words. Well, that's the point. So that's what we're going to figure out. One second. So the question is, my shnatisha deloy. So why are you telling me that you can't have nine chadashim malayim? You're saying, evidently, the problem is imken kodim osisira tzlata yomim. The problem with that would be that then the new moon is going to be visible 3 days before Rosh Hashanah. In other words, let's consider it like this. Again, 12 lunar months. 12 lunar cycles, again, the actual cycle is a bit variable, but in the long run, it comes out to 29 and a half days and then 44 minutes of change. So therefore, one of the runtime. So if you have, so 12 of those make 354 days and a few hours. If you were 12 such lunar months, 12 cycles of the moon, 12 times, 29 and a half, comes out to 354 plus a few hours. If you were to have nine Chadashim Malayim in a year, means that year would consist of 357 days. So that would mean, what would happen there? Let's assume at the beginning of the previous year, the Molad was on the day of Rosh Hashanah, or was on the day of Rosh Hashanah. The following year, you're going to have, at the end of that year, the Molad is going to be 3 days before Rosh Hashanah, and that's not reasonable. People are going to make fun of the Chachamim. People are going to say, "What are the Chachamim thinking when they're making the calendar? They're just making up whenever they decide to make Rosh Chodesh, they're calling it Rosh Chodesh without 2 days." Well, that's what we have to figure out. Why is 2 days acceptable and three not? That's what we have to figure out. So that's the question. Why is it that you can't have three Chadashim Malayim? Apparently, the reason is because you're going to have the Molad. There's going to be 3 days before Rosh Hashanah, and that's too much of a discrepancy. And people are going to make fun, and the common people are going to say that the Chachamim don't know what they're doing yet. I suppose, maybe. I mean, the fact is, yeah, we do say Asana for the Shogim, Asana for the Mazidim, yeah, but okay. Yeah, but Hashtanami, but in that case, so if you have eight Chadashim Malayim and you have a year of 356 days, how is that so much better? Kakadim Osi Tureya, and you see, you have the Molad 2 days before Rosh Hashanah. How is that so much better? The answer is, as Rav Masharshia gives an answer to a different question that we're going to discuss on Amud Beis, which is that we're talking about that the year was a Shana Mu'beres, it was a leap year. Later on, we're going to talk about what Rav Masharshia says in a different context. Hachanami, the same thing over here. We can answer, we can answer that the year before it was a leap year. Now, what do we mean by the year before it? There are actually two different versions of Rashi's commentary over here. One quoted in Shitta Mukhubetes, and one that we have printed on the side over here. The version quoted in Shitta Mukhubetes explains that Rashi explains that the year before it doesn't mean, for example, let's say now we're in Tavshin Ayin Ches, doesn't mean the year Tavshin Ayin Ches. It means actually this very year, Tavshin Ayin Ches. We're calling it the year before because when does the year begin in a certain sense? Nisan. And when is the leap month? Adar.
The year before the new year.
In other words, no, one second. According to this first explanation of Rashi, which seems to have been his first version of his commentary, when we say the year before it, we mean Adar of this very year. In other words, if right now we're in Tavshin Ayin Ches, right now we're in 5779. So we mean, we're talking about, let's say, 5779 itself is a leap year, which of course it was.
Is it what?
Is a leap year. It had an extra Adar. So we're calling it the year before in the sense that it is before because Adar is the end of the count of the month. Listen, Adar is the end of the count of the month, and Nisan begins a new count of the month. So in that sense, we can call it the year before. Even though, in other words, the calendar year begins Tishrei, but the count of month begins from Nisan. So in that sense, we can call Adar the previous year. Rashi's the second version of Rashi that we have in front of us on the side of the Gemara over here in the usual spot of Rashi explains that we actually mean last year. In other words, we're talking about if last year Tavshin Ayin Ches, let's say, was a leap year, then it's more acceptable for Tavshin Ayin Ches to have eight Chadashim Malayim according to Rav Huna.
Okay.
without it being so much of a discrepancy. Why? Because the Iber Shana Chodesh, because Rav Huna holds that the leap month is not necessarily a fixed length. The leap month, meaning according to most of the Rishonim, means Adar Aleph, is the extra month, is not necessarily a fixed length. We're going to talk about on Amud Beis, we're going to talk about different opinions on that subject. According to Rav Huna, it can be 29 days or it can be 30 days. Now, we have to consider. We have to think about it like this. Every time we have a 30-day month, it means we're pushing Rosh Chodesh half a day later than the Molad, half a day later relative to the Molad. Because again, the length of the lunar month is 29 and a half days, and we're making it 30 days. So therefore, you end up that there's an extra approximately 12 hours between the Molad and Rosh Chodesh, a half a day. On the other hand, whenever we have a Chodesh Chaser, it's the other way around. We're pushing the Molad and Rosh Chodesh together by 12 hours approximately. We're pushing Rosh Chodesh closer to the Molad. Closer to the Molad, rather than with a 30-day month, we're pushing it further away. So therefore, so what happens is like this. So if we assume the Iber Shana Chodesh, if we assume that the Iber Shana, that the extra month added during the leap year, does not necessarily have to be 30 days, as we're going to see an opinion on Amud Beis that it has to be, but let's say that it could be 29 days, so therefore that itself makes an extra 12 hours now that we have to work with. Therefore, Dal Yarcha Malya Bahadi Yarcha Chasera, therefore, if this year now in Tavshin Ayin Tes, let's say we have 8 Chadashim Malayim, and let's say last year, what Tavshin Ayin Ches, let's say, according to Rashi's second explanation, it was a leap year. That one was a leap year with an extra 29-day month. One 30-day month of Tavshin Ayin Ches cancels that out, because 29 and 30 cancel each other out approximately. And therefore, so you only have one day discrepancy. So if you have this year 8 Chadashim Malayim, you're going to end up at the end of the year with only a one day discrepancy, because you would think you would have a 2 day discrepancy, because you've got a 356 day year for 354 days of the lunar cycle. But because last year you had a 29 day month of Adar, 29 day extra month of Adar, that gave you a credit of 12 hours to work with. Once you subtract it from here, you don't have 2 full days, you have a day and a half.
Actually, what you're saying is that the present year is just one day.
So at the end of it, you'll only be 1 day out. So instead of the Molad being on Rosh Hashanah of the third year, let's say, of Tavshin Pei, instead of it being on Rosh Hashanah, it'll be the day before Rosh Hashanah. That's acceptable. It'll be a day and a half before, whatever. So the question is, Akati Chad Yoima. Okay, but you still have a 1 day discrepancy. How is that any better? Okay, a day and a half, actually, Rashi says. The answer is loya datayu de inchi. People don't take that into mind because people aren't going to find it so odd that the Chachamim made that Rosh Hashanah is 1 day or a day and a half, whatever, later than the Molad. Especially, Rabbeinu Gershom points out, you actually have, I mean, there's a certain amount of time after the Molad when the moon is invisible anyway. Like I was saying before, it takes time until the moon has moved out of the line. It varies. Actually, so you have a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that says that there's a difference between Eretz Yisrael and Babel in that regard. In Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara says over there that 6 hours after the Molad is the minimum amount of time for the moon to be visible. In Babel, it would take much longer. It would take 18 hours. The Baal Amor has a long explanation over there that Babel may not mean only Iraq. He learns that it may extend as far east as China, and he has a whole discussion about it relative to the dateline and whatever. Without getting into that, the point is, I mean, even the 6 hours in Eretz Yisrael was only under the most ideal conditions. Usually it would take longer than that, but Rambam, in fact, summarizes it that usually the moon is invisible for approximately a day before the Molad and a day after. And under normal circumstances, even you have, in theory, it's visible, but with the naked eye, and you only have a few minutes before after sunset to see it, then yeah. Yeah, so therefore, that's the point. In other words, Rabbeinu Gershom adds that, given that anyway, the moon is often not visible right after the Molad, shortly after the Molad.
Here
in America?
Yeah.
I don't know. Not sure. Given that...
Does it increase with northern latitude? It increases, so
northern and southern latitudes, I'm not sure what they do to it exactly. I think actually the further north you are, other things being equal, I think you have a better chance of it, only because during most of the year, sunset takes longer. So therefore, you have more time after the sun has set before the moon sets. But I think so. I'm not sure about that. You have, as far as east and west, if you're more or less in the same latitude as Eretz Yisrael, other things being equal, the further west you are, the better a chance you have of seeing the moon shortly after the Molad, less time after the Molad, simply because the moon moves from east to west. So therefore, as you go further and further west, the sun and the moon are setting later and later. So if you have, let's say, for example, the Molad is at 12 noon in Eretz Yisrael, in New York time, it's going to be 7 hours earlier, 5 o'clock in the morning. So by the time you come to nightfall, you have a longer amount of time since the Molad, and therefore you have a better chance of seeing the moon that night.
The Molad
is a single moment, but that moment is going to be different clocks at different times. Now, listen, if the Molad is at 12 o'clock Eretz Yisrael time, so that same moment is going to be, let's say, it's going to be 10 o'clock Greenwich time,
right,
and it's going to be 5 o'clock New York time,
right,
in the morning, that is. So therefore, in other words, in Eretz Yisrael, you only have, given that sunset is around 6, in Eretz Yisrael, you're only going to have approximately 6 hours from the Molad for the moon to potentially be visible that night. And if it's not visible shortly after sunset, then that's it. It's set shortly after the sun, and you're not going to see it that night. Whereas in New York, you're going to have more time to work with. You're going to have you're going to have 13 hours from the Molad, because the Molad happened 5 o'clock in the morning, New York time, until the time for seeing the moon that night, and therefore you have a better chance of seeing it. Okay. Anyway, the point is, therefore, so that's the point. In other words, Rav Huna is saying, therefore, that is why the Mishnah is saying you're allowed to have it. That's why Rav Huna says lo nira yosar ashmona means the Chachamim did not see fit to allow more than 8 Chadashim Malayim in a year. Because even 8 Chadashim Malayim is, you're going to be two days over, but fine, if the year before that was a leap year, and it happened to be a leap year with a 29-day Adar, with a 29-day extra Adar, then you're only one day out at the end of it, and that's not so bad. But not more than that, because then the discrepancy is going to be too great, the moon is going to be visible too long before Rosh Hashanah. In fact, 8 Chadashim Malayim corresponds to a 356-day year. A 356-day year. And it corresponds, since you have 354 days, and Shane is 12 cycles of the moon, so you're going to come out approximately 2 days after. Shitim Kubetis brings from Tosfos, that Rabbeinu Achanan asks the question, why do we seem to only be concerned about the discrepancy at the end of the year? Isn't there the possibility that you'll have a discrepancy in the middle of the year also? Aren't we worried about that? And the answer is because people are paying attention more to Rosh Hashanah. Other months, people don't notice that much. The moon is visible a day or two before Rosh Chodesh. They're not. But Rosh Hashanah, they're going to. Okay. Fine. So that's one explanation. Tosfos, by the way, gets into a long discussion relating to how the calendar is set up nowadays, where nowadays, indeed, we have that sometimes the Molad can be 2 days before Rosh Hashanah. For example, there's a case called Dechias Gatrad, where if you have the Molad Gatrad, it's Gimel Tes Reish Dalad, which is, if the Molad of Tishrei is on the third day of the week, Tuesday, any time on or after 9 hours into the day, the days are counted from 6 p.m. the previous day. So 9 hours means 3 o'clock in the morning, and 204 halakim, which is about 11 or 12 minutes or so, then you push off Rosh Hashanah that year to Thursday. Because the reason for it basically boils down to, because otherwise the year is going to be too long. Even though our Mishnah is saying that you could have 8 Chadashim Mu'abarim in a year, nowadays we don't have that. Nowadays the maximum is 7 Chadashim Mu'abarim. We never have a year longer than 355 days, whereas our Mishnah is allowing for 356. So therefore,
7 Chadashim Mu'abarim.
Then again, you have 355 days in a year. The point is, if you had the Molad at that time or after it, what you would wind up is that then, based on the other rules of when Rosh Hashanah is postponed, you would wind up that year would be 356 days, and that's too long. So therefore, you postpone Rosh Hashanah to Thursday. Now, how does that fit with our Gemara, that's saying that you can't have a discrepancy of 2 days? Okay, so Tosfos points out that among other things, of course, yeah, there is a difference between the calendar, the way we have it nowadays, where it's a fixed calendar, versus the way they had it in the times when they were Makadosh Al-Piyariyah. In particular, there is also the fact that we have to take into consideration the way things are in Babel, where, again, Babel being further east than Eretz Yisrael, it takes longer for the new moon to be visible. So with all that, then a discrepancy of 2 days between the Molad and Rosh Hashanah is acceptable in the fixed calendar. Okay.
Yeah. Why do we have state consideration Babylon today?
Because the fact is that when they set up the permanent calendar, most of the Jews lived in Eretz Yisrael. I've lived in Babylon.
At the time, yeah.
Today, fine, but in general, once we have things set up according to B'nai Babylon, then generally it stays that way. We do that also as far as when we ask for the same Kalamata, for example. In most countries in the world, you need rain long before December 4th or 5th, but that's when they need it in Babylon, and therefore that's how we do it. Okay. Anyway. Okay, so all that is one answer. Ula Omar. Ula says, here's a different explanation of the Mishnah. Again, we're trying to figure out what the Mishnah meant when it said, V'lo nira yoser al-shmona. So Rav Huna understands that V'lo nira yoser al-shmona means, it's still talking about Chadoshim Mu'ubarim. It means you never have less than four, and the Chachamim don't see fit to have more than eight. In other words, in theory, maybe you could have more than eight, but the Chachamim don't want to do that because there'll be too much of a discrepancy and people will make fun of it. Ula Omar, between the Moylan and Rosh Hashanah, if you have too much of a discrepancy there. Ula Omar, Ula says the meaning of L'Nir L'Chachamim means L'Nir L'Chachamim L'Chasto Yoser Al-Shmona. It means the second part, L'Nir Yoser Al-Shmona, is not talking about Chadoshim Mu'ubarim anymore. Now it's talking about Chadoshim Chaserim. That the Chachamim did not see fit to make less than eight Chadoshim Chaserim in a year. In that case, umay taimakama. In that case, according to Ula, according to Rav Huna, the Mishnah is making two separate statements. You never have less than four, and the Chachamim don't see fit to make more than eight. Both talk about Chadosh and Malay. According to Ula, it's two halves of one statement. You never have more than four Malayim. Why? Because the Chachamim, ma tam, ein poichim, abba, chadashim, amobar, mashana. Why do you never have less than four mobaris months in a year? Mishum, delanir, la Chachamim, lachafter, yoysa, ashmona. Because the Chachamim don't consider it acceptable to have more than eight, deficient months in a year. In other words, well, right, but in other words, according to Ula, the Mishnah is not addressing what's the maximum number of Chadoshim Malay. Maybe according to Ula, there is no maximum. But Ula is saying you can't have less than four Chadoshim Malayim, because if you have less than four, you would have more. If you had three Chadoshim Malayim, let's say, you would have nine Chadoshim Chaserim, and that's unacceptable. Then you'd have a year of 351 days. And again, 12 lunar cycles is 354 days and change. So again, you'd have a too big a discrepancy. It would be the other way around. The discrepancy would be the other way around. Before, we were talking according to Rav Huna, the problem is the Moed would be too long before Rosh Hashanah. Here, it's the other way around. If you had a year of 351 days, yeah, the Moed would be too long after Rosh Hashanah. Right. So again, let's go. Every Chodesh Chaser, every Chodesh Chaser means that we gain another 12 hours. Yeah, so after a while, then yeah. So again, let's figure out Maishna Tisha Deloi. According to Ula, why are we saying you can't have nine Chadoshim Chaserim? You can't have a year of 351 days. The reason is, Yemken Miyatra Siara Tzlos Yomi, because then you have 3 days overage of the moon, because then you have the Mola, it's not going to be until the third or fourth of Tishrei. Well, then in that case, Hashtanami, so how is it any better if you have eight Chadoshim Chaserim? Come Miyatra Tzrei Yomi, you're going to have the Mola, it's going to be 2 days after Rosh Hashanah. How is that any better? And the answer is, the answer is, Kid Omer of Mesharshi, if we're going to choose a Shana more better. Again, we can use the Mesharshi's reason that we're talking about that before this there was a Shana more better. Again, according to the different explanations, we mean either earlier this year or we mean last year, as the case may be, whatever. But Hochanami, the same thing over here we can answer, we can answer that the previous year was a Shana more over, and we can say, according to Ula, that the extra month that's added in a leap year is always 30 days, which is, by the way, how we have it on the fifth calendar nowadays. Adar Aleph is always 30 days. As opposed to before we had Rav Huna's understanding, which we're going to see on the base, is actually Machlokes Tanoim, can the Chodesh Iver, Adar Aleph, does it always have to be 30 days, or could it be 29 days if the Sanhedrin 35? The Rambam, by the way, understands that. We'll talk about it more on the day. But the Rambam understands that what it means is when we say that it can be 29 or 30, what it means is Beis Din doesn't necessarily know in advance at the beginning of Adar Aleph when the moon is going to be visible at the end of Adar Aleph. I mean, they can calculate mathematically when it would be visible, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's not going to be cloudy or whatever. Yeah. So what it is what the Rambam says, what it means is like this. Beis Din doesn't want to have, they send out messengers at the beginning of a certain month to inform people in Babel and in other outlying areas when Rosh Chodesh is, so they know when the various Yom Tovim are. The Beis Din does not want to have to send out shluchim both at the beginning of Adarsheni and at the beginning of Nisan. So what they do is like this. They send out messengers at the beginning of Adar Aleph, telling them that we have predetermined that Adar Aleph, we're making a leap year this year, and that the extra month, Adar Aleph, is going to be, let's say, 30 days. Suppose it happens at the end of the month that Adim show up on the 30th day, and therefore the month can be 29 days. Okay, then they declare it to be 29 days. Fine, it means the people in Chutz La'aretz are only one day out. Eventually, they're going to send them messengers at the end of Adar Sheni to tell them when Kippur, they'll know when Pesach is, and then the discrepancy will be resolved. So that's what it means. In other words, according to the Rambam, when we say, is the Iber month 29 or 30? It means what is based in predetermined in order when they send their messengers and their letters to the people outside of Israel, what are they informing them what their plan is for that month? But not necessarily is that plan going to actually happen that way.
Yeah.
Right. Well, because of the clouds, Okay. Anyway, so the point is, Ula takes the view that the Iber month is always 30 days. Therefore, we have the other way, as opposed to Rav Huna, who said it could be 29 days. Therefore, it's the other way around. Dal yarcha chaseira bahada yarcha malya. So what happens? We're talking about a hypothetical year with 8 chadashim chaseira, which is 352 days. And you're saying the problem is the Moel is going to be 2 days after Rosh Hashanah. But on the other hand, one chodesh chaser of this year balances out with the chodesh mole that we had for Adar Aleph last year. 12 hours here, 12 hours here.
One chodesh.
Because we have one Chodesh Chaser of this year, Tavshin Ayin Tes, balances out with one extra Chodesh Mole that we had of Adar Aleph last year, Tavshin Ayin Tes. Therefore, those two are a washout. Between those 2 days, you have 59 days, which is about the right length. So you only have 1 day this week. So again, the question is, but again, you still have a 1 day discrepancy. The new moon is not going to be visible until the day after Rosh Hashanah. And the answer is no. Before we said that's acceptable because we said that people don't pay attention because okay, the moon is visible a little bit earlier. They don't pay attention, especially if it's not visible right away. Here the problem seems to be the other way around. If you're telling me that the new moon is not going to be visible until after Rosh Hashanah, doesn't that mean people are going to first see the new moon the day after Rosh Hashanah? They're going to say, hey, what were the Chachamim doing making Rosh Hashanah yesterday? But the answer is that's still not a problem, sadly, because people will figure, it's chazuya, it's chazi, the moon probably was visible. We just didn't happen to notice it.
The moon,
they're going to say, when they first see the moon, the average person doesn't know all the complicated calculations that takes. The Rambam spends 8-7 chapters on them in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh explaining how exactly to calculate when and where the moon is going to be visible. The average person doesn't know those calculations. So when they first notice the new moon on the night after Rosh Hashanah, they're not going to say, hey, Beis Din doesn't know what they're doing. They're going to say, okay, probably the moon was just barely visible yesterday, and Beis Din themselves actually saw it, and they declared Rosh Chodesh. We didn't happen to notice, okay, because we're not always looking out.
So therefore,
the fact that there's a wonderful,
beautiful weather.
But even if it's beautiful weather, people aren't always paying attention to look in the right at sunset to notice the new moon. So therefore, yeah. Maybe not. But the point is, in other words, having a one-day discrepancy like that, having the actual molad be 1 day after Rosh Hashanah is not so bad. Right? It won't make people make fun of Beis Din. Okay. Fine. So that's the machlokes of Rav Huna and Ula. What does the Mishnah mean by Galanira Yosef Shmona? Does it mean you never have more than 8 Chadashim Malayim, or does it mean you never have more than eight Chadashim Chaseidim? So the Gemara says, but my commitment to you, what is the underlying machlokes over here between Rav Huna and Ula? The machlokes is the Iber Shana. How long is that extra month that we add to a leap year? So like this, Titania, we learn in a Braisa.
So that's what you said.
Rav Huna says, Rav Huna is saying it can be either 29 or 30, whatever Beis Din decides at the time. And Ula is saying it always has to be 30. Yeah, again, always 30, meaning that's how Beis Din plans it. It may not end up happening like that. Okay, the Tanya, as we learn in a Braisa. Tamu Iber Shana Lamed. How long is the Iber Shana? How long is the extra month added to the year? 30 days. Rav Shimon Gamliel and a Chodesh. And Rav Shimon Gamliel says a month, which a month is variable. Some months are 29 days, some months are 30 days. So therefore, we see that so Rav Huna and Ula are having the same machlokas as the Chachamim and Rav Shimon Gamliel. The halacha, well, nowadays we have a fixed calendar anyway. In our fixed calendar, Adar Aleph is always 30 days. In our fixed calendar, we don't have as much flexibility as what we're describing in the Mishnah and in the Gemara. We never have eight chadashim maleim, so we never have a month or a year of 386 days. That's 356 days, I mean. So actually, we do have one case where we can have eight chadashim maleim, namely in a leap year, that's also a shana maleim. What we have nowadays is, and Rashi summarizes it over here, is that the way it works nowadays is the only months that are variable in length are Cheshvan and Kislev. Tishrei is always 30 days. Tevis is always 29. Every month from Tevis and on is a strict alternation. Tevis 29, Shvat 30, etc. The only difference being that if there's a leap year, then you have 2 months in succession. So what it is there's five that are always Malay, five that are always Chaser, and two that are variable. Huh. Right. So the maximum number of Chaserim we can ever have in a year is seven, and that'll result in 353 days in a regular year, 383 in a leap year.
Five that are Malay,
30 days each.
And then
when the two variables are Chaser, then you have seven Chaserim in the year. Then you have Cheshvan, Kislev, Tevis, three in succession that are Chaser, Adar, Iyar, Tammuz, and Elul. That's 7 months that are Chaser, and that results in a 353-day year. On the other hand, if both of them are Malay in a regular year, that means we have 7 full months. Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev, Shvat, Nisan, Sivan, and Av. In a leap year, we actually have an eighth one as well, because Adar Aleph. And then that results in a year of 355 days. If it's a regular year, 385 if it's a leap year. 385 if it's a leap year, because we have an extra 30 days. So nowadays, in other words, we only have six possible lengths of the year, whereas based on our Mishnah and our Gemara over here, it comes out that in their time they had more possibilities. It could sometimes be 352, it could sometimes be 356.
Is it going to go back when Mishnah comes?
I guess. I would assume they're going to go back to Al-Piyari. I don't know. I think the Rambam says so, but yeah. Okay. Fine. Okay, the Gemara says, Macy, I have a contradiction. A Braisa says, Ein Atzeres Schola Ela B'Yom Henech. Shavuos always comes out on the same day of the week as the day when they wave the Oymah, which is the day when we begin Sfirah Oymah. Which, yeah, I mean, that's how it is. Shavuos is the 50th day of Sfirah. So therefore, the 50th day of Sfirah. The 50th is always going to be the same day of the week as the first. It's exactly 7 weeks later. So, yeah. Which, by the way, nowadays Shavuos is always fixed on the 6th of Sivan. On the 6th of Sivan. Back then it wasn't, because depending on the length of Nisan and Iyar, it could come out the 5th of Sivan or it could come out the 7th of Sivan. Nowadays, the only case where you have that is according to the Rebbe's Shitta, when somebody crosses the international date line during Sfirah, where they have to keep their own count of Sfirah and their own count of Shavuos, then they could have that it comes out on the 5th or the 7th, but otherwise not.
So what do they do?
So that's what they do. They keep Shavuos on their own day. And really what it is a person should avoid that if at all possible. They shouldn't cross the date line during Sfirah. If they have to fly, for example, between here and Australia, they should take the long way around by way of Europe or Africa or whatever. But if they have no choice, then yeah, that's how they do it.
So they're going to down later than the local people?
So it depends whether they're crossing east to west or west to east. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, fine. So the Braisa says, Eina Sera Schola Ela B'Yom Henech, that Shavuos always comes out on the same day of the week when the Omer is waved, which is the first day of Sfirah. So the first and 50th are always on the same day of the week. The Ein Rosh Hashanah Chola and Rosh Hashanah of the following year is always going to come out El Oybi Yom Henef. Either it's going to come out on the same day of the week as when the Omer is waved, the 16th of Nisan, or it's going to come out at the same day of the week as the night following the end of Nisan. Iburay means when Nisan has 30 days. Or Iburay means the night going into what would be the 31st of Nisan. Only, of course, a lunar month doesn't have 31 days, so it would be the first of the year. So in other words, the Braisa is telling us that the following year, Rosh Hashanah, is always going to be either on the same day as the 16th of Nisan, or the previous 16th of Nisan, or the same day of the week as the previous first of Iyar. Okay. So that's how this, the Tana of this Braisa holds. So now the question. Let's figure like this. Suppose that. First of all, let's talk how it is in terms of a calendar nowadays. Nowadays, again, we have all the months between Nisan and Tishrei, between Nisan and the end of Elul, fixed in length. If you count from the 16th of Nisan, you have like this. You have 15 days of Nisan. 29 of Iyar makes 44, 30 of Sivan makes 74, 88 of the three summer months, Tammuz, Av, and El will come out to 88 days. 74 plus 88 is 162. Rosh Hashanah is the 163rd day. Now, 163 divided by 7, modulo 7, gives a remainder of 2. So if we count both the 16th of Nisan and the 1st of Rosh Hashanah, it means that Rosh Hashanah is going to be the day after the 16th of Nisan. So in other words, like, for example, this year, the second day Pesach was Sunday. The coming Rosh Hashanah is going to be Monday. So in other words, what the Braisa is telling us is, if you have one of those Chadashim Malayim that would have been during the summer is instead a Chodesh Chaser. Let's say, for example, instead of having a 30-day Nisan, we had a 29-day Nisan, then we have one day less. Therefore, Rosh Hashanah comes out the same day of the week as the 16th of Nisan. Or if you don't have that, if you have a swift alternation like we have it nowadays, then Rosh Hashanah will be the same day of the week as the first of Iyar. Because then, again, let's figure it out. You have 29 days of Iyar and 30 of Sivan, it's 59. 88 of the summer month gives you 147, and 147, Rosh Hashanah is the 148th day, and 147 is an even number of weeks. So therefore, is an even number of weeks. 147, modulo 7 is 0. So therefore, so that's what the Braisa is telling us, that Rosh Hashanah is always going to be either the same day of the week as the 16th of Nisan, if during those six summer months you had two Malayim and four Chaserim, or it's going to be on two Malayim and four Chaserim, or if you have three Chaserim and three Malayim, then it's going to be, which is the normal way, then you're going to have, it's going to be the same day of the week as the first of Iyar.
From Nisan to Tishrei.
From Nisan to Tishrei. So let's figure out. The Shlema Ula, now according to Ula, the Shmona Chaserim Avdinan, that according to Ula is saying that you're allowed to make eight Chadashim Chaserim in a year, Mu'ubarim Loy Avdinan, and according to him, you're not making extra Chadashim Mu'ubarim. According to him, as much as possible, you would rather make more Chadashim Chaserim than necessary. Okay, Mashkachasla, so then you can have like this. If two of the months during the summer are Chaser, in other words, you have one extra Chaser that otherwise wouldn't have been, then the Yom Hanif, then Rosh Hashanah comes out the same day as the previous year's 16th of Nisan.
If you have
Shnei and Chaser, if you have, let's say, Rashi says like this. Even according to Ula and according to Rav Huna, we're not going to have a bunch of Chadashim Chaserim one after the other. We're not going to have a bunch of Chadashim Malayim after one another. We're still going to try to alternate them as much as possible. So according to Ula, if we can have a year that has eight Chadashim Chaserim, then what it means, you're going to distribute them, you're going to have like this. In a normal year, you would have six Chadashim Chaserim. So instead, you're going to have one extra Chodesh Chaser is going to be, let's say, Kislev. The other one is going to be, let's say, Sivan. So then, fine, you have one day subtracted during the summer from the way we have it in our fixed calendar nowadays. One during the winter, but that's not relevant for our purpose because we're trying to figure out the number of days between Pesach and Rosh Hashanah. So the number of days during the winter is not relevant. But the point is that according to Ula, you would have, let's say, Sivan in a particular year might be Chaser, and Kislev earlier that year will have also been Chaser, and therefore you have eight Chaserim during that year. You're going to have that year, the Chadashim Chaserim are going to be Cheshvan, Kislev, Tevis, Adar, Iyar, Sivan, and Cheshvan, Kislev, Tevis is three, Adar is four, Iyar and Sivan is five and six, and Tammuz and Elul was 7 and 8. So then you're going to have one day less during the summer months than you otherwise would. So if Shnei and Chaser be Yom, so if you have 2 months that are unexpectedly Chaser, then you have that Rosh Hashanah comes out the same day of the week as the 16th of Nisan, as we calculated, because then you have one fewer day to work with. And Echad Molev, Echad Chaser, and if the months are swift alternation, then La'ol Iburoi, then you have that Rosh Hashanah is the same day of the week as the first of Iyar. Elul of Huna, but according to Rav Huna, Da'amar Avdinan Mu'ubarim, that's according to Ula. So according to Ula, that Braisa works out very nicely. But according to Rav Huna, Da'amar Avdinan Mu'ubarim, which he says that you can make eight Chadashim Mu'ubarim in a year. So according to him, so again, if you have eight Chadashim Mu'ubarim, means you're going to have one extra day during the winter. Let's say you're going to have that Cheshvan, instead of being 29 days, is going to be 30. And let's say Iyar, instead of being 29, is going to be 30. So in such a year of 40 you're going to have eight Mubarim. Namely, you're going to have, let's say, Tishrei Cheshvan Kislev, Shvat, Nisan Iyar Sivan, eight Mubarim. Eight Mubarim. According to Rafona. Eight Mubarim. Eight months of 30 days each. You're going to have, let's say, eight Hadashim of 30 days. Malayim. Yeah, Mubarim and Malayim is the same. Yeah. So you're going to have Tishrei Cheshvan Kislev, Shvat, that's four, Nisan Iyar Sivan is seven, and Av is eight. So according to that, means you have one extra day in the month, in the summer, that we didn't take into consideration before. Therefore, zimnin de mashkachas la'or ibumay. So according to Rav Huna, conceivably, sometimes it'll happen that Rosh Hashanah comes out the same day of the week as Beis Iyar of the previous year. Not Aleph Iyar. As Beis Iyar, yeah. The answer is Amalach Rav Huna. So Rav Huna is going to answer you, Ula Ula minicha, nu, and you think the Braisa works out so well according to Ula. What are you telling me? Even according to Ullah, Shmoinahu Delay Avdinan, granted, according to Ullah, you can't make eight Chadashim Malayim, Hashiva Avdinan, but even according to him, you can surely make seven Chadashim Malayim. Well, Shiva Zimnin Delay Avdinan Besitra, so it might happen if you need seven, you may not have made an extra one in the winter, Avdinan Bekaita, instead we're going to make that extra one in the summer. So according to Ullah also, in other words, it's not necessarily if you have seven, if you have to have one extra Chodesh Malay in the year, not necessarily it's going to be during the winter, it might be during one of the summer months. Iyar, Tammuz, or Elul. Okay, Elul maybe not. No, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter. It's just however it works out mathematically. But the point is, according to Ullah, you might conceivably have a year when you have, let's say, at the beginning of the year, you alternated strictly. You had Tishrei 30, Cheshvan 29, Kislev 30, and so forth. Then when it comes to summer months, now when it comes to Nisan, let's say, we're going to have Nisan is going to be 30. Iyar is also going to be 30, even though usually it's 29. Sivan is also going to be 30 as it usually is. Then Tammuz, Av, and Elul are going to be 29, 30, and 29. That gives you seven Chadashim Malayim that year.
Right.
And still, according to Ullah, v'ha havala or iburay. And in that case also, Rosh Hashanah is going to be the same day of the week as Beis Iyar of the previous year. So you're telling me the Braisa fits better according to Ullah, but Rav Huna will tell you, the truth is, it doesn't necessarily fit according to Ullah as well. According to Ullah, it would only fit if we assume when we have seven Chadashim Malayim that the extra Chodesh Malay is always going to be during the winter, and not necessarily is that going to be the case.
It
could be conceivably in the summer as well.
When you put it in the summer?
So nowadays we don't. Nowadays, when we have a fixed calendar, the only variable months are Cheshvan and Kislev. And at the time, it could be any time during the year.
They decided, first of all, they
would try to make it that as much as possible that the moon should be visible the night of Rosh Chodesh. Because again, you don't want Renun, you don't want people making fun of Beis Din. But besides that, also, they had other considerations. You wanted to make sure, for example, many of the Mefarshim explain, nowadays we have a fixed rule in the calendar, for example, that Rosh Hashanah cannot be on Sunday, Wednesday, or Friday. Many of the Rishonim hold that in those days it wasn't an absolute rule, but at least they tried to follow it when possible. There's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that seems to imply as much. So therefore, they would have to be manipulating months in advance, maybe, to make sure that they were going to put in an extra Chodesh Moler, an extra Chodesh Chaser, in order that when it comes the end of Elul, we have to calculate in advance that in such a way that the moon will be visible the night of Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah won't be on one of those 3 days of the week.
Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Yeah.
Why?
So we don't want it on Wednesday and Friday because then Yom Kippur will be on Friday or on Sunday, and then you have two days of complete no malacha also. Shabbos and Yom Tov are both completely also in malacha. Shabbos and Yom Kippur, are both completely also in malacha. So the Gemara mentions in Rosh Hashanah, vegetables will wilt during that time because you can't cook them. Dead bodies will spoil because you can't bury them. So that's why Wednesday and Friday. You don't want Rosh Hashanah on Sunday because then Hashanah Rabbah will come out on Shabbos, and then you can't beat the Arabs. So given those ideas, that's one idea. The Chachamim may need to look in advance and try to make sure as much as possible that Rosh Hashanah will not be on one of the prohibited days of the week, and therefore they'll have to work out months in advance to make Chadash and Malayim or Chaserim when appropriate.
How many, if you take 3 days for Rosh Hashanah, how many possibilities do you have?
What do you mean, how many possibilities?
Yeah,
4 days. It can be Tuesday, it can be Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, or Saturday. They have to figure out based on when was the moon visible, when will the moon be visible, and so forth. So those kinds of things. Yeah. Okay. Fine. So Rav Huna says, well, even according to Ullah, if you have seven Malayim in a year, they're not necessarily the extra one going to be during the winter. It could be during the summer, and then the calculation of the Braisa still doesn't work out. Nowadays, we always have the only variable month, the Cheshvan and Kislev. The Shittim Kubesis brings a reason for that is because we want to have the variable month should be as long as possible before the next upcoming Yom Tov. That way, people will have a chance to find out, and that way they won't accidentally celebrate the Yom Tov on the wrong day. So they didn't want to...
We want, in other words, that
let's say, for example, a person doesn't know. I mean, nowadays, we have printed calendars and all, but let's say in the olden days, where it was hard for a person to know, let's say a person might not find out for quite some time how long Cheshvan and Kislev were. We want him to know by the time Pesach comes, so he doesn't accidentally celebrate Pesach on the wrong day. So if we made, let's say, the very moments would be, let's say, Shvat and Adar, he might not find out in time. So therefore, we want to make it as early as possible in the year, and therefore we make them Cheshvan and Kislev.
Those days, in those times.
Right. Yeah, that's how it is. Okay. So anyway, so the point is, Rav Huna is saying the question and the braisa is not only on me. Yeah, 2 months. We don't know how long it might take, but whatever. The point is, this way they have enough time to find out. This way they have the maximum amount of time. Okay. So anyway, the point is, Rav Huna is saying, you're telling me the braisa is a problem for me, but it's actually a problem for Ula as well, because Ula's not specifying that if you have 7 Chadoshim Malayim, they gap to be the extra one is going to be in the winter. It could be in the summer, and then the calculation of the braisa still doesn't work out. Ella, no. Rather, the answer is, this braisa has nothing to do with what we're talking about, because hamani acherim, because this braisa follows the opinion of acherim. Usually acherim means remeir, yeah. D'tanya, we learn in a braisa, acherim omrim, ein bein aseres la'aseres, there is never between one shavuos and the following year shavuos, the ein bein Rosh Hashanah la'Rosh Hashanah, or between one Rosh Hashanah and the next year's Rosh Hashanah, there is always no more, no less, ella arba yomim bovad, only 4 days in the week. And if it was a leap year, then 5. What does this mean? Again, we said that 12 lunar cycles are 354 days and change. 354 modulo 7 equals 4. So it means, in other words, that if you have, in other words, Acherim are saying there's no such thing as extra Chadoshim Malayim and extra Chadoshim Chaserim. You always have 6 and 6. And the leap year, you're going to have 6 and 7 because they hold... That the Chodesh Iber is always going to be 29 days. According to Acherim, there's no flexibility in it. So therefore, according to them, if you have 1 year, for example, the Molad is on, Sunday, according to them, that is when Rosh Hashanah is. I lo yadu Rosh, they don't care about that. That Rosh Hashanah shouldn't be on Sunday, like we were saying, they don't care about that. The Molad was on Sunday, therefore Rosh Hashanah is on Sunday. The following year, 354 days later, the Molad is going to be on Thursday. So 354 days, that's 50 weeks and 4 days. And therefore, the next Rosh Hashanah is going to be on Thursday. So therefore, according to them, you always have 4 days in the week between one Rosh Hashanah and the next, if it's a regular year, and between one Shavuos and the next. If it's a leap year, you have a 29-day month inserted as the extra Adar. 29 days is 4 weeks and 1 day. So therefore, you have 1 extra day.
5 difference?
For 5 difference in a leap year. So according to Acherim, that's what we mean. According to Acherim, you're always going to have, therefore, that the lengths of the months throughout the year are fixed according to Acherim. Therefore, according to Acherim, you're always going to have, we can always know, once we know the day of the week of the 16th of Nisan or the 1st of Iyar, we automatically know the day of the week of the next Rosh Hashanah. Not like Rav Huna and not like Ula, that could be variable. But rather, the braisa is saying that they're saying, according to Acherim, there's no variability over there, therefore it's always going to be gone.
Between summer months, right.
Yeah. So the question is, so if Acherim be antenna for Meshkafasla, okay, well then according to Acherim, how are you going to have, so okay, according to Acherim, that explains very well how Rosh Hashanah can be the same day of the week as the previous first of Iyar. Because again, if you figure the length of the 5 months, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, of Elul, it comes out to an even number of weeks. It comes out to 147 days. Which modulo 7 is 0. But the Yom Henef Lemeshkachafla, but according to Acherim, how would you have a case, which the Braisa is saying, that you could have Rosh Hashanah being the same day as Yom Henef? Yom Henef, again, is the 16th of Nisan. So that means you have another 15 days to consider. 15 days is not an even. No. We're saying the Braisa is saying Rosh Hashanah can either be the same day of the week as Aleph Iyar or Tetzayin Nisan. So according to Acherim, it can be Aleph. It's going to be Aleph Iyar because the number of days from Aleph Iyar to Aleph Tishrei is always fixed. There's always 147 days, which is an even number of weeks. But if you're saying 21 weeks, But if you're saying that sometimes it can be the same day of the week as Yom Hennis, which is 15 days earlier, 15 days is not an even number of weeks. So how? It's 2 weeks in one day, right? So here's the answer that we used a couple of times already. We have to be talking about that, suppose that it was a leap year. And we have to assume, we were saying before, the Acherim are saying that in a leap year, you always have a leap month is always 29 days. Not necessarily, says Rav Shaushia. In a leap, even Acherim agree that sometimes it can be 30 days. And in that case, Dal Yarcha Labahada Yarcha. So again, Acherim would say, therefore, that in a case like that, because you had an extra 12 hours in that month, because it was 30 days when really the lunar cycle was only 29 and a half, therefore, corresponding to that, you take 1 month and make it chaser, which it wouldn't have otherwise been. So in other words, according to Acherim, there is a little bit of flexibility. We were assuming that it's always rigidly one, it's always 30-29 throughout the year. Now we're saying that no, when there's a leap year, then that upsets things a little bit because the leap month can be 30 days, and therefore you have to have at some point an extra 29-day month to even things out. So therefore, according to Acherim, sometimes you will have that extra 29-day month. Could be Nisan, or it will be after a leap year. But it could be in Nisan, it could be in Sivan, it could be in Av, and there's our missing day, and there's the day that we need missing from the summer in order to make it work out.
How many do you have in a cycle of leap years?
So you have seven leap years. Nowadays, you have seven leap years every 19 years. Again, in those times, it was approximately that because that's how it works out mathematically, but it wasn't necessarily like that rigidly.
Seven in 19 years.
So one every 2 or 3 years. Okay, so the question is, if that's what Acherim mean, then, in that case, so what's the chiddush? Acherim min yonah al salash minim? Are Acherim trying to teach us math? If we know, according to them, that the months are always supposed to be, are always supposed to be 30 and 29, and there's not supposed to be any flexibility in it, and except for the case of an Iberger, then we ourselves can calculate, if you know the day of the week of Aleph Iyar or Tes Zayin Nisan, you can figure out the day of the week of Rosh Hashanah. What are they coming to tell us? The answer is Hakam Mashmalon. What they want to come and tell us is Deloiba Inan Mitzvah Lakadish Al Piyar Iyar. They hold there is not a mitzvah to be Makadish the month based on Piyar Iyar. In other words, according to them, sure, based in sits and waits for Adam and whatever, but according to them, it's not strictly necessary to do that. If Basin wants to decide on their own, we're going to have a 30-day month, and without a 29-day month, yeah, they're entitled to do that. They still have to have, as much as possible, that the Molad should be close to Rosh Chodesh, or on Rosh Chodesh itself, but they don't actually have to have seen the moon and call witnesses.
Where do we get this in there?
Well, because it says Achodesh Hazelachem Rosh Chodeshim, because they're Eva Kaddish. I mentioned to you a few weeks. Achodesh Hazelachem Rosh Chodeshim, this month, meaning this new moon should be for you at the beginning of month, and that means because they're Eva Kaddish. Hashem tells Moshe, when you see the moon looking like this, a new crescent, then that's when you declare Rosh Chodesh.
From the word
Achodesh, which was Meloshon Chodesh, yeah. But mind you, I've mentioned a few weeks ago the opinion of Reb Sadia Goin, who holds that originally they were Makadish only al pi Cheshbon, and only when Tzedukim came along and were saying, like we said on Amud Aleph, they're making fun of the Chachamim, you're just deciding arbitrarily when Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah and whatever it is, then the Chachamim decided we need to actually sit and wait for Adam to come and whatever. So there is an opinion supporting what Rameyer is saying. No, Reb Sadia Goin was a Goin. He was hundreds of years after the time of the Gemara. But this is his explanation of the situation. Okay, fine. Ravina. Okay, Ravina says, though, I have a problem with Acherim's opinion. You're telling me, Acherim, that in a regular year, you're always going to have four extra days, because again, 354 days modulo 7 equals 4. And in the leap year, you're always going to have 5, because you've got 383 days, and modulo 7 makes 5. The problem with that is that 12 cycles of the moon are not exactly 354 days. There's 354 days and 8 hours and 876 chalakim. There are 1,080 chalakim in an hour, by the way. So 876 chalakim is about 1,080 per hour, 18 per minute. That's why when they announce the molad in shul, they announce they convert it into minutes and chalakim, but they'll say X number of minutes and X number of chalakim, and the number of chalakim they announce will never be more than 17, because 18 of them is another minute. Yeah. So the point is, Ravina asks, given that 12 lunar months are 354 days and 8 hours and change, those 8 hours eventually add up. Don't you eventually have to put in an extra day to make up for those extra hours? Because 8 hours after 3 days is going to add up to an extra day. Let's think like this. The point is, let's forget for a moment about the matter of repeaters. Let's say, for example, 1 year the Molad is on Sunday. The Molad of Tishrei is on Sunday, so we make Rosh Hashanah Sunday. The next year the Molad is on Thursday, so we make Rosh Hashanah on Thursday. The next year the Molad is 4 days later in the week, which brings us to Monday, so Rosh Hashanah is Monday. The year after that, though, the Molad's not going to be on Friday, because you have 3 years already. You have the 8 hours have added up to a whole day. The next Molad is going to be on Shabbos. So then you have 5 days between one regular year and the next. And yet Acherim are saying always four. So what is he doing with those extra 8 hours? And the Yom HaTzlochim.
How many hours, you said?
You have an extra eight hours every year. So after 3 years, that adds up to 24 hours. Yeah. The Yom HaTzlochim Shani, and you also have a year that adds up over a period of 30 years because you have those 876 halakim, which is about 48 minutes. And over the course of about 30 years, that also adds up to another day. So in other words, even according to Acherim, even if we don't have any flexibility, even if we say that the months always have to be in strict alternation and we don't care about our P.R.E.A., but just because of the mathematics of it, sometimes you have to add an extra Chodesh Molad. The answer is fine. Kibin the lesser, the whole Shana like a Choshik. Fine, but Acherim aren't considering that when they say that you always have four and you always have five. They're not taking that into consideration because it's not every year. It has to be done every few years to adjust things, but it's not every 3 years or every 30 years, whatever. But it's not something that it's not something that has to be done every year. They're talking about the majority of years. Okay. Fine. Okay, so far, again, we have, so leaving that aside, the point is, therefore, that Braisa is no contradiction to Ula or to Rahuna, because that Braisa refers to a different opinion which says that the Chachamim do not have the flexibility to decide to make extra Chadoshim Malayim and extra Chadoshim Chaserim in the year. It always has to be six and six, unless you have to... But basically, you don't take the Re'iya so much into consideration. It's always six and six, unless you have a leap year or this extra or these extra days that you have to put in every 3 years or 30 years or whatever. Yeah. But meanwhile, we have Rav Huna's opinion that the maximum number of Chadoshim Malayim in a year is eight, and we have Ulo's opinion that the maximum number of Chadoshim Chaserim in a year is eight. Yeah. So the Gemara says, "Va'af Shmuel Savolak Rav Huna." You should know that Shmuel also holds like Rav Huna, the Amar Shmuel, because Shmuel says, "Ein Shnas Levana Chosim Shlosh Meis V'Chamish Moshtein Yom." A lunar year is never less than 352 days, which would be the case if you have four Chadashim Malayim and eight Chaserim. Below Yisera Al Shlosh Meis V'Chamish B'Shisha Yom, and never more than 356, which would be the other way around if you had eight Malayim and four Chaserim. Ha Ketzad, what does that mean? Shneim Malayim, if you have two of the months during the year, let's say in Rashi's example, Kislev and Sivan, if you have, let's say, Cheshvan and Iyar, which normally would have been Chaser, and now you're making them Malay, so suppose that happens, then you have 356 days. So you start off with a basic year of 6 and 6, which is 354, add two extra days, so there's 356. Shneim chaserim, and if you have 2 months that normally would be full, are made deficient, are made 29 days, let's say Kislev and Sivan, then shneim, then you have 352. Echad molei ve'echad chaser, if you have a normal alternation of molei and chaser, arba, then you have 354 days in the year. So that's it. So we see that Shmuel agrees with Rav Huna that you're able to have eight Chadoshim Malayim in a year. He agrees with Rav Huna, whereas Ula would disagree with that. Ula would say the rule is you can't have more than eight Chadoshim Chaserim in a year, but when it comes to Chadoshim Malayim, you don't have as much flexibility. According to him, you can have seven Malayim, but not eight. So Shmuel is disagreeing with that. Shmuel holds like Rav Huna, therefore. Okay. Okay, so the question is, the Gemara says, Maisi, you have a contradiction. A Braita says, suppose a person says, Harini Nazir ki Moisa Chama, if a person says, I am a Nazir according to the number of days of the solar year, Mona Nazirus Gimel Meis V'Shishim HaChemishu Yom Kaminin Moisa Chama, then he has to keep Nazirus 365, like the Yamosa Kama, there's different gersos and there's different explanations whether what he means is that he meant to declare a nazirus of the length of a year, which is therefore 365, or whether he meant to declare a number of nazirusin equal to the number of days in a solar year. In which case, if we say that, it would mean he has to keep 365 periods of 30 days each, as opposed to saying 365 days. Or if he says kimoy kalabana, if he says I'm pledging to be a nazir according to the number of days of the lunar year, then he has to keep 354. Again, 354 days, 354 cycles, whatever it is. The point is, the im isa. Now, if you're telling me Shmuel and Rav Huna that a year can have as many as 356 days, zimnin demashkachas lashisha, then you can have a year of 356. Why don't we make him keep 356 days or 356 cycles? The answer is benedarim. Because the price is saying you only make him keep 354. The answer is benedarim holachak aloshim le'adam. The answer is when it comes to nedarim, we know the general rule is you go according to common terminology, v'roiv shonim, and you go according to most years. There are years of 356 days, but most people, when they speak of a lunar year, they usually mean 354 because that's a 12 lunar cycles or 354 days and a few hours. So therefore, when it comes to Nedarim, you go according to Lashem Ne'adim. That doesn't mean that you couldn't conceivably have years that are longer than that. Okay.
It's just a figure of speech.
Right. Okay. And the Gemara says, "V'af Rebbe Savalak Rav Huna." Rebbe also, we can see from this story that we're going to say, holds like Rav Huna that you can have as many as eight Chadoshim Malayim in a year. The Tanya, we learn in a Braisa, Maisa v'Oster Rebbe, okay, to Rav Huna is in parenthesis because Rav Huna lived long after Rebbe, but one time Rebbe made 1 year Tisha Chaserim, 1 year Rebbe made nine Chadashim Chaserim, and yet the Nira Chodesh was Manoi, but when it came Rosh Hashanah the following year, the moon was visible in its proper time. Now, that's what we have to figure out. How could that be? If there were nine Chaserim, means it was a year of 351 days. Like we said before, therefore, we should expect the Mola would have been 3 days after Rosh Hashanah.
351 days. Nine.
With nine chaserim, yeah, because nine chaserim means you're subtracting 9 days from 360. So yeah, you had number 351. So 351, you would expect the mother would have been 3 days after Rosh Hashanah. Right. And yet, v'nira chodesh v'zmana, yet the moon was visible in its proper time. So how could that be? Yeah, so v'hoya Rebbe Tamea. So Rebbe was surprised. How is it possible we made nine chadashim chaserim this year? Like he's looking back in retrospect over the year, we made nine chaserim. How is the moon is still visible? Amar l'fan of Reb Shimon Berebi, so Reb Shimon, his son, Reb Shimon Berebi says to him, Shema shana mo beres hoisa, maybe last year was a leap year. The Iber shana lamed, and the extra month that was added to make it a leap year was 30 days long, because we said before. One second. But not only that, eshtaka the sinu shnei in Malayim, and furthermore, you have to remember, last year we made two extra chadashim Malayim. Therefore, you have dal klasa or bahadi klasa. So now, this year, you're wondering how we had nine chaserim, subtract three extra days that we had last year, two Malayim, let's say Kislev and Sivan, two extra plus one extra for the Chodesh Iber. Each of them is a half a day because 29 and a half versus 30. So you have three overages over there of half a day each, equaling up a day and a half. And now we have this year we had three chaserim. So also l'vahadei klasa v'kam le'beduchde. So therefore we got back on track over here.
Because you had three extra
chadashim malayim last year. In other words, what he's saying is last year we had a year of 386 days. Because you had a year which, if it hadn't been a leap year, would have had eight chadashim malayim. And we had a leap year, so there was a ninth chodesh malay, actually. And this year we had nine chaserim, so therefore it comes out even. Amalei, so Rebbe says, Ner Yisrael, light of Yisrael, because you lit up my eyes with this answer, Kain Hava, that's indeed how it was. Now that's how it worked out. He's saying that to his son, Reb Shimon. We find in a Gemara in Menachos where Rebbe was wondering about a certain din with the menorah, and Shimon Rebbe answers him, and Rebbe calls him by the same compliment, Ner Yisrael. So it's the same idea. Like over there, he lit up his eyes as far as the menorah. Here, he lit up his eyes how things work as far as seeing the moon. as far as seeing the light of the moon. He didn't realize. He didn't remember. He was a busy person. He didn't realize he was a busy person. He knew that this year we had nine kafim. He didn't remember all the way back to last year to remember how many malayim we had. But Reb Shimon Rebbe explained to him that was the situation, and therefore it all worked out mathematically. So the point is, in other words, though, we see from that that Rebbe holds, like Rav Muna, that you shouldn't have more than 8 malayim in a year. So you had 8 malayim, okay, then you had the Ibra month, which is going to be 30. According to Rav Muna, the Ibra month is always going to be 30. So therefore it makes sense.
So you had nine, actually,
because you had eight regular Chadashim Malayim. You had, let's say, Tishrei Cheshvan Kislev, Shvat, Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, and Av, that's eight. Plus you had an Adar Aleph, which was also 3 days. So you wound up that, you had 386 days, whereas 13 lunar cycles come out to 383 days and a few hours. So therefore, you had 3 days over. So now this year, instead, you had three extra Chadashim Chaserim. You had, let's say, for example, Cheshvan, Kislev, Tevis, Adar, Nisan, Iyar, Tammuz, and Elul, let's say. So therefore, it came out. So therefore, so it worked out. Okay. Sure.